Good morning, the exotics vet, Chrissy speaking.
Oh, hello. I've just been Googling around and I found you guys. I live at Scarborough and I'm thinking of getting a budgie, and I'm just wondering, do you know of any budgie breeders that you know of that I could...
At the top of my head, I can't remember any. Let me just see if I have it written down. I think we did at one point. I'm not too sure. I can't think of any at the moment. If you like, I could find out, and if I got your email address, maybe I could find out and send you a list.
Okay. Yes, please.
Yeah,
or I can give you a call back next week if you like. That's fine too.
Yeah, otherwise, I can give you a call back.
Yes.
I just have to check with the vet because I know, I'm pretty sure she knows of at least a couple that could be degraded.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I got your phone number,
yes.
I can check with her.
Thank you. It's 0435 868-021. And I'm in a dodgy area of Scarborough, so I can only just hear you.
Oh, okay. You're right. And
that's much better. Thank you.
What was your name?
My name's Kathy with a K.
Yeah, okay.
I noticed also on your website, my sister's got a budgie. She's down Strathpine. She's only just got it. But she got it from her neighbour, elderly neighbour, who could no longer look after it.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, I noticed that you do wing trims. What does that cost?
Yeah, so the wing trim would be $45.
Okay.
We usually just do that with the nurses. We don't always recommend it just because it can sort of, cause issues with them sort of trying to fly and falling and hurting themselves.
Oh, well, it's an older budgie, and the people that owned it are in their 90s, and it's been in a cage most of its life.
Yep.
And
yep.
My sister's now got it outside the cage on little things and everything, but it doesn't know how to fly. So it's practicing sitting upside down and doing funny things. But all right, I'll just let her know. She can get in touch with you if she needs more information.
Yeah, we can definitely do that if she does want to. If she's after, like, a health check, we do health checks are $170, and they're about, like, a 40-minute check over with the vet, and they'll go over sort of a bit of background stuff and husbandry and nutrition, and we can obviously sort of look whether or not it's worth trimming the wings.
And what about beaks?
We do trim beaks. Usually with a good diet, we don't need to. If they're on a good diet and there's no sort of injury to the beak, that sort of thing, they're usually fine for the budgies. They don't tend to have too many issues.
I know she had a cockatoo when we were young.
Yep.
Teenagers,
yep.
And she had that right through until her late 20s.
Yeah, okay.
And then she ended up with a cockatiel as
yep.
well, and she had that through to its old age. So she
probably
knows more than she thinks she does.
definitely.
What was your name?
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Okay.
Chrissy.
Cool. I'll chat with the vet and see if she knows any good breeders at the moment.
Cool. Thank you
so
much.
No worries. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Chrissy. Bye.
No, bye.